From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's decision to end the DACA program that protected some young immigrants from deportation. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The judge not only called the rationale against the DACA program arbitrary and capricious, he also ordered that the decision to rescind it be set aside. District Judge John Bates is giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to explain what was unlawful about then-President Obama's program to allow so-called dreamers to stay and work in the U.S. And he says if there isn't a good explanation, the administration will be ordered to accept and process not only renewal applications, but also new DACA requests. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
South Korea has unveiled the meeting venue for the inter-Korean summit. VOA's Michael Brown has the details.
South Korea unveiled a main meeting room for the inter-Korea summit on Wednesday, as the two Koreas are set to hold a historic meeting between the leaders. The room was prepared on the second floor of the House of Peace in the South Korean side of the Truce Village of Panmunjom. The venue was originally used for ministerial meetings, so the entire building has been refurnished to greet the two leaders, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The room has an oval-shaped table at the center and head chairs for Moon and Kim, who will be sitting across each other, and several other chairs for officials. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
President Trump vowed on Tuesday to look for common ground with French President Emmanuel Macron on the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, but made no commitments. Macron is still in Washington and addresses a joint session of Congress today. This is VOA News. April 25th is World Malaria Day. Henry Ridgewell reports that many have called for a boost in funding for global anti-malarial programs earlier this month.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates has plowed billions of dollars into tackling malaria. It has paid off. Deaths from the disease have fallen by more than 60% between 2000 and 2015. But in 2016, that trend reversed, with more than 216 million cases in 91 countries. New tools cost money, but funding has plateaued. At the Commonwealth Conference, Britain pledged more than $2 billion to fight the disease, while Bill Gates put forward another $1 billion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The last case of the season comes before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports the court will hear arguments on the president's travel restrictions on six mostly Muslim nations.
The Trump administration is asking the court to reverse lower court rulings that struck down the travel ban. The policy has been fully in effect since December, but this is the first time that the justices are considering whether it violates immigration law or the Constitution. The court will consider whether the president can indefinitely keep people out of the country based on nationality. It will also look at whether its policy is aimed at excluding Muslims. Justices are looking at the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Two international watchdogs said Wednesday that incessant attacks on the media by populist politicians are posing a threat to major democracies. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
In their annual reports on the state of press freedom around the world, Reporters Without Borders and Freedom House harshly criticize Western populist leaders for discrediting the media, berating journalists, and threatening to impose restrictions. U.S. President Donald Trump got harsh criticism from both organizations. Reporters Without Borders called him a media-bashing enthusiast, while Freedom House said that Trump's characterization of the media as the enemy of the American people and his disparagement of journalists and media organizations have undermined public trust in fact-based journalism. The White House did not immediately respond to the criticism. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Taliban insurgency has announced the launching of its annual spring offensive in Afghanistan, giving a blow to weeks of renewed hopes for possible peace negotiations. The move comes as preparations are gaining momentum to organize long-delayed Afghan parliamentary and district council elections scheduled for October 20th. The Russian military has indicated it will supply the Syrian government with a sophisticated air defense system after condemning a missile attack launched by the U.S., Britain, and France earlier this month. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.